KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Health officials in KZN say they are trying to trace patient zero following the rapid spread of the hand, foot and mouth disease in the province.
What we've been unable to get a sense of is patient zero, because it sometimes helps to be able to pick up who patient or where patient zero came from, because then we are able to follow the disease. And the department has been busy together with CDC to try and establish patient zero. But while we've not been able to get there, again, we get to speak on the issues of hygiene.
MEC Nomagugu Simelane Mgadi has confirmed there are 195 cases in the province. Lenham Primary School in Phoenix, north of Durban, is the most affected school with 89 reported cases. Director for Communicable Diseases in KZN, Babongile Mhlongo, says there's also been some confusion about the disease with foot and mouth disease that normally affects hoofed animals.
It's not zoonotic, meaning that it cannot be transmitted from humans to animals and vice versa, from animals to men. So it's a different disease. It's a very mild disease. And what makes it a bit different from others, it's the fact is the blisters that are normally found around the mouth, on the sides of the tongue, on the palms and underneath the foot, which makes it difficult for the kids to actually swallow, to actually hold anything and walk properly. So we just want to clear that.
eThekwini's mayor says they're doing something about the water crisis. Cyril Xaba has told an Exco meeting today that they've put together a water and sanitation turnaround strategy business plan.
Provision of water is an apex priority in the city. And it is in this context that we now want to hold the management accountable to a clear action plan.
He says city manager Musambele is expected to table the plan next week. The city has blamed population growth and leaks caused by vandalism and aging infrastructure for the water shortages. Xaba says it's time for more action and less talking.
We're also unanimous in our support for the turning around of the city's water services, because it will not only stabilize water supply, but also grow our revenue. I'm sure it concerns all of us that water makes up 40% of the revenue we are unable to collect. And it is about time we put a stop to this wastage.
Hamas says six Israeli hostages will be freed on Saturday, the last to be released under the first phase of a Gaza ceasefire deal. The group says it will also hand over the bodies of four others. The sides have yet to negotiate the second phase. And a boy has been arrested in the UK on suspicion of spraying people with a homemade chili liquid at a Costco in Bristol. 10 people complained of stinging or itching eyes last night. Store staff helped them with first aid before paramedics arrived. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. England and Scotland face off for the Kolkata Cup this weekend in the Six Nations. On a slot, missing Cody Gakpo and Joe Gomez for their trip to Villa Park tomorrow. And Charles Schwartzel and Brandon Grace confirmed for the SA Open next week at the Durban Country Club.